Recent statistics found that close to half of the province's students in grades 7 to 12 have tried vaping. Now, that's one of the alarming statistics that the Newfoundland and Labrador Alliance for the Control of Tobacco is determined to change. ACT has consulted with young people and is launching phase 2 of its youth-focused advertising campaign to address vaping in Newfoundland and Labrador. Kevin Cody is executive director of ACT and joins me live by phone. Mr. Cody, good morning.
Good morning, Ben.
How concerned should parents be about their children vaping?
Very concerned, Ben. As you just indicated, 47% in the last Canadian Student Tobacco Alcohol Drug Survey 2018-19 that indicated 47% of students in grades 7 to 12 have tried vaping, 30% using in the last 30 days. So we are hearing from different sources that the down in the grades, as low as grade 5 and 6, kids are experimenting with vaping. And it's a huge concern because of the harmful chemicals that are involved, the fact that these vapes often contain nicotine, and of course nicotine can lead to a life of addiction.
Now, how would a parent even know if their child was vaping? Because originally when these first came out, they were big, they were clunky, pretty obvious of kind of what it was. Now they just kind of look like a USB device that you could plug into your computer or your Xbox.
You're absolutely right, and it makes it very difficult for parents. And, you know, we have tried to get that message to parents in the first phase of this vaping campaign. We did some work, and you may have seen, and hopefully parents saw some ads that expressed exactly what you just said there. That it's not an easy thing to identify these; they're not obvious anymore. And of course, you know, the people who want to capture youth and get them as their audience and their users are doing this intentionally. So it's very difficult, but parents have to do a little research, have to check out things like our website and the ads that are available to show what these items can look like, and have the conversation with youth that, listen, you know, this is not just a game, and it can lead to, as I said, our main concern, a lifetime of addiction to nicotine.
Now, Kevin, is it largely peer pressure or that desire to be cool in schools? Because I just can't imagine that there are that many kids or students in grade 7 to 12 who are trying to kick smoking.
Oh, absolutely. Ben, you're absolutely right. I don't think there's any connection to quitting smoking here, not with this age group. I really don't. I mean, let's be honest about it. Quitting smoking is for the older generation, and all the attempts that the adults make. And, you know, if adults can find a way to quit, and it happens to be through the vaping devices that are available, that's, you know, go for it. That's an adult decision, and they certainly can try whatever may work, because it's so important for it to work. But youth should not be using these at all. And certainly they can't be using them to claim that, I'm trying to quit smoking, so I'm vaping. No, not at all. It's a combination of peer pressure, the cool look, the belief that they're harmless, when indeed they are not harmless. And it's a huge concern. And, you know, those who have come up with this ingenious idea of targeting youth with flavors and wonderful looking devices, they're kind of hitting the jackpot, unfortunately, and our youth are going to pay the price.
We're speaking with Executive Director of the Newfoundland and Labrador Alliance for the Control of Tobacco, Kevin Cody. And Kevin, you're rolling out now phase 2 of the youth-focused advertising campaign to address vaping here in the province. How will you reach young people?
We're going to try to reach them exactly where we believe they are looking, you know, where they live daily. And of course, we consulted youth, particularly the Premier's Youth Council and the community youth networks across the province. We consulted youth, and they gave us the way to go with this, really. So we're going to try to reach them with messages on multiple online platforms, Snapchat, Facebook, Instagram, and we'll have app videos, gaming sites, where, of course, young people spend a lot of time. So we're hoping that, you know, they'll see a message, they'll see more than a message, and they'll maybe step back, take a look, and realize that if they don't want damage to lungs and don't want to be, you know, involved with something that can lead to addiction, then maybe it's time to really put this aside.
What are your key messages that you're putting out?
Well, the key messages really are, I think I've pretty much said them, but, you know, the fact that these vaping devices contain harmful chemicals. They're not harmless. They contain harmful chemicals. They contain nicotine. They can lead to addiction. They can affect your lungs and your ability to function like youth should be able to function, you know, in athletic competitions and so on and so forth. And the big message is that, look, be smart. You are being targeted by, you know, by manufacturers, by industries that really want to get you involved in this. So stop and think about it. Why do they want you to get involved in this? You know, it's a business, and it's not one that's good for our youth.
What should a parent do if they think their child is vaping?
Well, certainly you got to start with the conversation, and you know, we know from speaking to some experts that you know, some young people are already addicted, and they have been seeking some help, you know, through the Smokers Helpline or through Mon School of Pharmacy. Dr. Leslie Phillips runs a program. And there's help available, but, you know, hopefully if addiction hasn't set in, it just becomes a case where parents can have the conversation. Both parent and youth can look up the science. And, you know, be smart about it and say, okay, enough of this game, because that's really, you know, what it's become, and it's a dangerous game.
Kevin Cody, Executive Director of the Newfoundland and Labrador Alliance for the Control of Tobacco, thank you for joining us here on the VOCM Morning Show.
Thank you, Ben.